Now, this is astonishing, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this today. The New South Wales government is working towards a softer policy for people caught carrying the drug ice. I can tell you, police are filthy about this. The new policy will give people 3 strikes. So if you're found to be carrying a personal amount of any drug, including ice, you have 3 strikes. But it's bizarre because it's not like 3 strikes and you're out. It's like 3 strikes and you get another chance. So being caught once will see the offender receive a warning. On strikes 2 and 3, a fine will be handed out. It's only on the 4th incident that they will face a criminal penalty. And there's even a suggestion that the count resets after 12 months so you get your 3 strikes back, or your 4 strikes. It wouldn't matter if you were carrying ice or marijuana or a pill, all drugs would be treated the same. The policy was endorsed in part by the New South Wales Cabinet on Monday, but I can tell you there's a major blow-up brewing. The Police Minister David Elliott is furious. The National Party leader John Barilaro thinks it's crazy, and he'd know because he's seen the disastrous impact ice has had on the regions. Who in their right mind would treat the drug ice the same way you would treat cannabis? You'd have to be high. The policy is being pushed by the Attorney General. Mark Speakman says the government isn't planning to decriminalise drugs, and technically that's true. But instead, Attorney General, you're handing out free passes, lots of them, and you're tying the hands of police and making it harder for them to do their job. The Greens MP David Shoebridge thinks it's a wonderful idea. Of course he does. That tells you everything you need to know about this policy, and it comes at the worst possible time for the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. She says the details are still being worked out and nothing has been confirmed. I can tell you, if she signs off on this policy that allows people to carry ice, she'll be finished. It'll be game over. I've spoken to a range of people already in the Liberal Party, the National Party, cabinet ministers, police, and this is going to blow up. We'll chat to one of the key players later this morning. I won't say who just yet, because otherwise there may be attempts to shut them up.